Hey, Dr. Huntington here, and in this video, I'm going to show you how three nutrients, which are very powerful on their own, can supercharge your health and potentially reverse disease and aging when they're taken together. And who knows, maybe even turn you into a superhero. I don't know, stranger things have happened, right? I mean, supposedly, we only tap into like 10% of our brains, right? And I think that the right nutrition can help open the door to the other 90 in terms of increased ability. Okay. So these three nutrients are vitamin D, vitamin K2, and omega-3 fatty acids. In fact, these three are the dream team for your bones and your heart and your brain. The scary part is nearly every American has low levels of at least one of these nutrients. In fact, nearly 50% of the population has inadequate levels of both vitamin D and K. And 95% get too few omega-3 fats, even to reach the minimum levels recommended for heart health. And if you eat a typical vegetarian diet, you're likely low in all three. First, let's look at how these nutrients work together to promote bone health. We know vitamin D, which is actually not so much a vitamin as it is something called a prehormone, contributes to bone health by helping the bones absorb calcium and phosphorus. In fact, no matter how much calcium you consume, without vitamin D, your body won't absorb it. And if calcium levels are low inside your body will actually steal calcium from your bones. And it does this to keep your blood calcium levels in a very stable and narrow range. And part of this is so that your muscles have the calcium they need to function, most importantly, to keep your heart beating. So over time, a lack of vitamin D will lead to osteoporosis, which means that your bones become porous and you end up with a situation where you're at a higher risk for bone fractures. Now, it's vitamin K2 that directs the calcium into your bones as opposed to someplace else, like into your arteries. Calcium is actually dangerous when it builds up in your blood vessels or other tissues such as your joints. And vitamin K2 keeps it away from these places where the calcium's not supposed to go and directs it to where it's needed, mainly your bones and your teeth. K2 also activates the hormone called osteocalcin, which supports your bone building cells, which are called osteoblasts. Think B for building. So osteoblasts build bone. So the short story here is that anytime you take a vitamin D supplement, you always take it with vitamin K2, and you want your K2 in the MK7 form. So when you look at the bottle and you read the supplement facts, it must say that the K2 is in the MK7 form. And if it doesn't, buy a different brand. All right, so the third nutrient is omega-3 fatty acids. I mean, they promote bone health by keeping inflammation under control. You see, inflammation can cause osteoclasts to activate. And an osteoclast is the cell in your body that breaks down bone. And they have a specific job under healthy conditions, but if you're constantly inflamed, you can create a situation where the osteoclast cells start damaging your bones. On the flip side, the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA, which are in fish oil, increase osteoblast activity. That's the building side. And that's good because osteoblasts are the bone-building cells. So omega-3s work both sides of this equation. They prevent inflammation, which is a cause of bone breakdown, and omega-3s support the bone-building cells. So omega-3s also keep omega-6 fatty acids in check. Omega-6 fatty acids generally increase inflammation, and these are the fats that tend to be in unhealthy foods. But the threes keep the sixes in check. And so if you don't have enough threes, you know, things start to go out of balance and inflammation spins out of control and the cycle of bone loss is activated. Now, looking at this trio for heart health, higher vitamin D levels are linked to better blood pressure, lower risk for stroke, and healthy blood vessel linings. Whereas a lack of vitamin D increases inflammation and increases your risk for a diagnosis of diabetes. And unfortunately, diabetics are at much higher risk for heart disease. Now, we discussed earlier that vitamin K controls where calcium's deposited, specifically K2. And that's important for heart health. But it also prevents vascular damage by activating proteins called matrix GLA. And these proteins actually pull calcium out of your blood vessels, which keeps them flexible. And this is important because if your blood vessels become stiff from calcium buildup, it restricts blood flow to your heart and other areas of your body. Now, omega-3s also benefit your heart by controlling inflammation. And they specifically reduce plaque buildup in your blood vessels. They reduce triglyceride levels in your blood. And they can have a positive effect on blood pressure and clotting. Now, one way to boost vitamin D in your body is by getting short stints of sunshine without sunscreen. Now, you can also do it by eating fatty fish, egg yolks, and beef liver, or by taking a vitamin D3 supplement that includes K2, and you want to make sure that's in the MK7 form. Now, vitamin K2 can be more challenging to get through your diet, but eating egg yolks and lots of fermented vegetables will help. And if you go to bodymanual.com and look up the supplement called vitamin D3K2, you can see the dosage levels and ratio between the D3 and the K2, which you should consider. And lastly, you need to consume several servings per week of fatty cold water fish, such as salmon, in order to get your supply of omega-3, EPA, and DHA. If your diet lacks in these food sources or inflammation is an issue in your body, you should definitely take an omega-3 supplement. And it's a good idea to take your omega-3 supplement, your D, and your K2 supplement all at the same time, since they're all fat soluble. And doing so with a fatty meal would be ideal for absorption. All right, so don't miss out on these three nutrients and make sure you're getting them in your food. And if you're like most people, you're deficient. And so you really should take all three of these nutrients in a supplement form as well. They're just too important for your health. All right, I'll see you.